You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Something came up off the air yesterday involving this question. Have you reached the prime of your life? And I guess, to put it more succinctly, have you reached your prime? Now, you're about to turn 41.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel like you're in the prime of your life? Or do you think it has passed you by?
This is a weird question to me because I don't put emphasis on one general prime of your life. I feel like there are different facets where you can be prime in.
That's correct.
So I'm not going to do an umbrella, I'm in my prime, because there's prime physically, mentally, financially, professionally. There's so many different aspects.
You left out emotionally.
Emotionally. Sure, there. Throw that one in, too. So, do you want to dissect each one of those?
I will, and I will tell you what science says about each of them.
Oh, you have science back here.
Science. Who are you talking to here?
Come on,
the nerd on the show, you bet.
You're on science.com, I see.
Let me throw a few of these at you.
Okay.
And then we can talk about each one. Learning a second language is easiest when you're around 7 or 8. That's your prime time of your life to learn a second language.
Absolutely. I'm watching kind of something like this with my son Reed, who is 9, not learning a second language, but learning an instrument. And
very
just
similar.
Watching him, very similar, absorb everything when it comes to playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting really good after 2 lessons.
And you?
And no, I can't even. I had the guitar upside down when I picked it up. But, you know, it's just their minds are not cluttered with, you know, flirting with the opposite sex yet, mm-hmm. or whatever, and bills and work and all that, you know? So they can just suck it all up like a sponge.
I agree. The ability to remember unfamiliar names. Like if you go to a party and you're introduced to somebody, how well do you do remembering their names? They say
you peak
at that at 22.
I'm way past that.
Anything after that. And I'm wondering if there's a tie-in with, because, you know, adolescence is very much a social time. That's where kids are changing socially, right? And you probably do have to be better at it when you're 12 to 22.
Sure.
Than afterwards.
You're more focused on, developing those bonds and friendships at that age. That's mm-hmm. one of your main concerns. Whereas, like, somebody came in the other day and introduced a new sales executive to us.
Yep.
And within 2 minutes after them leaving, I was like, what was that person's name? No idea.
Well, it's a new salesperson. You don't have to know them for more than a month anyway.
Right. 2 months tops.
Being introduced to a new one in a month. So,
like, they introduced me face to face right here. I had no idea what their name was.
Your muscles, I'm going to let you down here, 41-year-old Jeremy.
Uh-oh.
Your muscles are at their strongest at age 25.
Nah, I disagree with that all day long.
You are way over the hill.
I am so much stronger than I was at 25. Hands down, 100%.
You're over the hill.
Not a chance. What's the whole thing about old man strength? You don't mess with old guys because they have old man strength.
What is that?
It's old man strength. Like some young 20-something goes up against a guy who's like 50, 55, the 55-year-old's mm-hmm. going to knock him on his butt. It's old man strength.
Isn't that more just experience and how to fight?
Mm-mm.
No?
Okay. No, it's strength, Dom.
You fell right into this. The peak age to settle down is 26. They went out and they did a study, and they found that divorce rates are lowest for couples who married between the ages of 28 and 32. If you married between 28 and 32, you're in a group of people who statistically are less likely to divorce. And that actually follows pretty smoothly after this whole idea of getting serious at age 26. And I believe you were 20. When did you get married? 2006. So you were about to turn 27.
Yeah. So,
you were 26.
Fell right into that, and we're going stronger than ever right now. Everything's great.
The average fast marathon runner is 28. That maybe ties in with the whole athletic thing. You start watching NFL players, for example.
Yeah.
Sure, quarterbacks can play until they're 40, but everyone else, it seems like once they hit 30,
you start slowing down.
They're considered old men in that game.
Right. Isn't that funny? Oh, he's old.
Wouldn't you hate to be in a career where when you turn 29 or 30, you were considered washed up?
Washed up, done. And but although, you know, you're making millions upon millions of dollars for those few years, so yeah, I'd be fine with it.
For those guys, but not the average athlete.
Not the average guy.
Your bone mass is going to peak around 30. They say chess players peak around 31, and that has to do, then you're talking about like your intellectual skills, and they said 31. The only thing going for you as a 40-year-old, Jeremy, Nobel Prize winners make their big discovery around 40 on average, and understanding other people's emotions peaks in your 40s and 50s.
Tell me how you're feeling.
Let me tell you, Oprah.
Let me tell you my thoughts on that.
So now, given all of that,
yes,
are you generally in the prime of your life right now? I'm going to force you to answer this.
No, I'm not, but I feel like I could potentially be tiptoeing up to it. Wouldn't you say, like 50 would be like the prime of your life?
Wouldn't you also say that the prime of your life that everybody answers is going to be their age plus 10? Like what you just did?
I don't know. Was that at science.com too?
I'll bet. And when you were 30, you would have said that your prime of your life was going to be when you were 40.
Could be. No, I don't think I'm at my prime. Are you at your prime?
I'm past my prime.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Depends on, again, because you're going to break it down into a bunch of different categories.
Break it down.
There are several that I have not reached my prime.
I mean, I keep hearing about your ankle. So physically, I think.
Physically, right. I mean, physically, your body just starts going like, you know, your muscles, your joints.
I don't want to walk anymore.
Your eyesight.
Sure, that's starting to go down. Oh, my hearing. I'll tell you, my hearing has definitely gotten worse. But I think it has to do with our job, too, because we have headphones on all morning long.
And I talked to my doctor about that yesterday. I had my annual physical, and I talked about how if I'm in a completely dead quiet room, I am hearing a little bit of a low whine. It's not bad. It's that tinnitus. It's called tinnitus. And I've got a low level of that. And he shrugged. He goes, "That's only going to go downhill for you."
You need a new doctor.
I said, "I've been wearing headphones for 40 years doing a job." And he goes, "Yeah." He goes,
"That's it, buddy."
He goes, "It'll probably." He goes, "You'll need a hearing aid eventually."
Wow.
And that's for you too, buddy, just so you know.
I know. I keep them turned down just a little bit more now in here. Keep them turned down. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So I think I am past my prime in general, but there are still some things that are ahead of me that I'm excited about.
Yeah.
So now we throw this out there for all of our listeners this morning, purely as something for you to think about and something for you to consider.
Yeah. Where have you peaked? Where could you do better?
Mm-hmm.
All that and stuff. And it kind of sucks thinking about it a little bit, but.
Yes.
It's just the circle of life, Dawn.
We weren't trying to depress anybody.
It does
but
suck.
You know, we've got all these 19, 20, 21 year olds listening right now, too. And they're going like, what are you guys talking about?
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Youngins. I'll race you.
The last note on here is life satisfaction. Where does that peak on the average person?
Good one.
And you know what they said? I totally reject this, but this is what they say according to the science.
It's gonna be like 80 or something, right?
Life satisfaction peaks at 23.
Not a chance.
I told you I rejected it too.
Not a chance.
All the 23-year-olds listening right now are nodding, saying, "Yep."
Don't believe it.